This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio is Daryl,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
And you know, sometimes you see a headline that is just so absolutely absurd, you think that it has to be satire, but it's not. The following headline: defendants barred from entering court, arrested for being late. The story is from the Knoxville News Sentinel earlier this month. Susanna Webb was barred from entering Campbell County General Sessions Court and then arrested for being late. Webb is not alone. A News Sentinel investigation into the actions of Judge Amy Sammons, who generally bars entry by the public to the public courtroom over which she presides as she sounds her docket, revealed more than a half a dozen instances in which Sammons ordered defendants arrested after being made late by her own policy. The Tennessee Supreme Court has repeatedly held, that the adult courtrooms and the hearings that take place within them are open to the public. To close a courtroom to the public, one of the parties involved in the case must request a closure and prove why the need for a closure outweighs the public interest. A judge then decides. Sammons daily orders bailiffs to bar the public from entering her courtroom at the start of her two daily dockets, 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. The News Sentinel learned last year that bailiffs were locking the doors and confronted Sammons. She denied ordering the doors to be locked, saying the bailiffs misunderstood her command to simply bar entry during the reading of the docket. She did not provide any legal authority for blocking people from walking into the court during that period. So, I know both of you have some experience with this.
Yes.
During the Robin Hood of Keene trial, where the judge, during opening and closing statements, locks the door to the courtroom. And, James, your attorney actually wound up arguing that, no, the doors should, in fact, be open.
That was actually for his criminal trial.
Yes, that was the criminal trial. Thank you, TJ. Yeah.
Boy, I just realized we have a bunch of crooks working at this radio station. Everybody's been arrested for something. I've been arrested for money laundering. James has been arrested for resisting arrest and filming the cops.
I've never technically been arrested, but I have been in jail.
Yeah, that's right.
But, James, so anyway, your lawyer tried arguing that the doors should not be locked during opening and closing statements. And do you remember what the judge wound up saying?
Not entirely. I think it was something to do with he doesn't want interruptions or something to that effect.
In particular, Judge Kissinger, who was the trial judge in James's. So James was arrested for filming the police here in Keene, charged with resisting arrest. And during the criminal trial.
And disorderly conduct.
And by the way, he was acquitted on the resisting arrest charge, and they hung on the disorderly conduct charge, and ultimately the state dropped it once they realized they couldn't prove that he was guilty.
Good.
Yes, I know. Well, thank goodness for, you know, always, this is just a side note, folks. If you ever are out in public and you're going to interact with the police, you should always have a body cam or a video cam going, because there were five New Hampshire police officers who were all testifying to what James had done, and on James's side, there was James and the video camera, and that was what saved him. When the jury saw the video of the arrest, they clearly saw that the police were lying, or they weren't being fully truthful. They were kind of, lying's a strong word, they were exaggerating, let's just say it that. And Judge Kissinger basically said the trial is open to the public as required by the Fifth and Sixth Amendment. You have the right to a speedy public trial. But he said, during the reading of the jury instructions, I want to lock the doors so people don't come in and distract the jury. So the judge has to read the charges to the jury along with the jury instructions and judge them.
And that's like a 20-30 minute process.
Yes. And so that was a thing. And the attorney was going back and forth saying, you know, that's not allowed. And, of course, the first rule in a court is there are no rules except what the court wants to do. The court can change any rules of procedure they want at any time.
Yes.
So.
So getting back to the story out of Knoxville, after the October interview, bailiffs who are employees of the Campbell County Sheriff's Office stopped locking the doors but continued to block entry based on the commands of the judge, which is recorded and has been reviewed by the News Sentinel. The article from earlier this month said that the judge did not return phone messages left the prior day. Webb, that's the person that was arrested for being late to court, arrived a few minutes before 9 a.m. on September 24th for a hearing in a misdemeanor vandalism case for which she had already posted bond. She says, my sister dropped me off. I was in the building and an officer was scanning my purse. She then walked to the courtroom doors. Bailiff said, the doors are locked. They said I could not go in because she was sounding the docket. Webb was allowed in a few minutes later and sat down reading a book to pass the time before her case was called. Webb says she called my name, asked why I was late. Webb says when she explained that she was held outside the door, the judge said, that's no excuse, you're going to jail, you violated bond.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in the court building, but the bailiff did not allow her to walk into the courtroom. And the judge says, that's no excuse. The fact that I told the bailiff not to let anybody walk into this courtroom is no excuse for you not entering the courtroom.
Yeah, that could be a bit of a problem constitutionally. So that's that'll be interesting how that case turns out. You know, one of the things I remember when I was doing jury outreach with Ian for jury nullification, passing out flyers informing jurors of their right to nullify the law, and everybody coming to court was grumpy, and I realized, oh, yes, nobody goes to court because they want to. They're either there for jury duty, or they're being sued, or they're suing somebody, or they're the defendant in a crime, or they're the perpetrator of crime. So pretty much everybody in that courthouse, except the court clerks.
The court clerks and the lawyers. The lawyers want to be there because they get more money.
Yes. And the police officers and the staff, the people that work at the courthouse, they want to be there. But all the regular citizens, nobody really, except for marriages. Maybe if you're going to the court to get married. Oh, getting divorced. There's always a great one. Go to the courthouse and see the people who are waiting up to get divorced. That's always a fun sight to see. But I said nobody ever goes to court because they want to. They go to court because something bad is happening. And in my experience, court is one of the worst ways to resolve disputes, be it if you have a tort of some kind, if someone damaged your property. It takes forever. It's expensive. It's time-consuming. And honestly, if I had a problem with somebody, rather than suing them, I'd rather just have a good old-fashioned fist fight out behind the saloon rather than go to court and spend $10,000, $20,000 in 3 years deciding who's right. A consensual battle, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, by the way, consensual fist fight. So I said, yeah, if two people, you know, hey, you're sleeping with my wife. Oh, yeah, well, what you going to do about it? If two people want to go out behind the bar and they're both drunk and they want to get into a fist fight.
Or if they're sober.
Or sober. If they want to get into a fight and both parties agree, so it's not being coerced, they just voluntarily agree. We're going to settle this like men with physical violence.
Mutual combat.
Physical violence is a way to solve problems. I don't think it's the most effective way. It's a very dangerous way. But you can't. The one thing about violence, it's a very fast way to solve your problems. So
yeah. Well, it's not always fast. Now, like some of the international conflicts would be a lot faster if the presidents of the countries got together and fought one another person to person instead of using their armies and lobbing bombs and missiles.
You know, I actually would love to see if President Obama were to donate on some boxing gloves and have
step into an octagon with
Kim Jong Il, or Chancellor Angela Merkel. You know, they could have a good old fashioned. Maybe you could have some handicapping, and we could all bet on it. You know, about who's gonna knock the other person.
What popped into my head when you said Obama getting in the ring with Angela Merkel is with Andy Kaufman. Remember Andy Kaufman used to wrestle women, and he would generally get his butt whooped. What are your thoughts on that, being late to court because of court policy and then being arrested, that or anything else? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking court, and the we tonight is Daryl
James
and DJ the Spy.
And we'll get back to talking court and taking your calls. But, you know, it is an election year, and a lot of people are running for office. And one of the things that you need if you're running for office, or if you own a small business or run an organization or just want people to know who you are, is business cards. And, well, you can get 500 of them starting at $9.99 when you go to Vistaprint.com and use code FTL at checkout. Now, you can customize the cards. You can create your own design. You can modify the designs that they have. There are so many options available. You can then do, you know, basically upgrades from the standard cards. Again, 500 starting at $9.99. That's a 50% savings. But you can get a thicker stock if you want. There's fancier prints and other things that you can do to upgrade from that. But again, you can get 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Vistaprint.com. Use code FTL at checkout.
That is only 2 cents a card. That is a bargain. And I'd like to say I actually used Vistaprint for the Robin Hood cards. So whenever we put money in the parking meters, we actually had some custom cards made for the Robin Hood, our organization that fills up expired parking meters, and we leave a little card on the window. So we have been very satisfied with them.
And luckily, nobody ever got arrested for Robin Hooding.
Not yet. We're working on it, Daryl.
There has been a couple of court cases, and I think, what, we're still waiting on a Supreme Court case?
We're waiting on round number four. So we've the Robin Hooders, we've won 3 times, and the city of Keene is now appealing for a third time. So it's going to be court battle number 4. And it's going to go to the
State Supreme Court.
And, I mean, this is the great thing about when you fight the government. They have an unlimited war chest to draw upon compared to us. Thank goodness we're being represented by an attorney for free, John Meyer in Manchester. He's representing us for free because it's a free speech case. But otherwise, we'd have to spend $30,000 or $40,000 on an attorney. And the city's already spent upwards over $70,000.
That's what they've admitted to, and we still don't know all of what they've spent.
Yeah, and to put that in perspective, Keene is a town of about 30,000 people. So about two.
No, it's like 24,000 to 25,000.
Okay, 20, let's just say 25,000 to make the math easy, Daryl. And so that's about $3 per person in Keene. Every person in Keene, the city tax collector is going to have to take $3 just to fund that lawsuit that they lost 3 times in a row. And, of course, they have no incentive to stop going. If they lose and they appeal and they lose and they appeal and they lose and appeal, they're racking up the bill, but it's no skin off their nose because they don't have to pay the bill. They just raise taxes.
If the mayor or whatever government bureaucrat were asking for the suit to be filed, if they had to pay out of pocket, they would not be asking for the suit to be filed. Let's jump back into this story about the people down in Tennessee being arrested for being late to court after the judge made them late to court. Susanna Webb is one of those people. She explains that she got to court just before 9 o'clock on the morning of September 24th for a misdemeanor vandalism hearing. She goes through security. There's a bailiff that's going through her purse. Another bailiff says, sorry, you can't enter the courtroom. The judge is reading the docket. And then when the docket's done being read, she enters the court. And the judge says, where were you? Why are you late? And she says, well, the bailiff told me I couldn't enter the room. And the judge says, that's no excuse. You're going to jail. You violated bond. Webb, whose only prior record involved a driving on suspended license charge that was dropped after she paid the outstanding ticket, was led to the jail holding area beside the courtroom and handcuffed. The judge set a bond of $424.50 to be paid in cash. The exact amount Webb would owe in restitution and court orders if convicted in the vandalism case. Webb was allowed to call her aunt who brought the money. In the meantime, bailiffs allowed her to stay in the holding area instead of putting her in a cell after the bailiff who had scanned her through security realized that she had been ordered arrested. He says, "What are you doing here?" The New Sentinel reviewed half a dozen similar cases in which defendants who arrived at the courthouse but were not allowed inside the courtroom until after the docket was finished were arrested for failure to appear.
Boy, the city's getting really desperate for money. I mean, I have to hand it, that is a very clever way to get an additional $400 from the criminal defendants.
Ryan Daniel Currier was ordered held without bond for 24 hours in December 2014. Laura Ray Hatfield was ordered to post a $15,000 bond in November. Joanne Cook McCamey was arrested on a bench warrant in January and ordered to pay $650. Jason Inman was ordered held on a $75,000 bond just earlier this month. Webb returned to the court last October to have the vandalism charge dropped in return for forfeiture of cash bond, and it was expunged from her record. Webb says they came in and announced Sammons was going to be late because she was in another court. Oh, isn't that some bittersweet irony? The judge was late to her own court. That's no excuse.
Well, actually, I love that. So, you know, if the officer fails to appear in your case, they get a continuance. If you fail to appear in your case, they issue a bench warrant. So the judge can be late. The police officer can be late. But if you're late, you are going to the clink, my friend.
Honestly one of the most annoying things is, like, they'll be like, oh, your case is at 8:30 or 9:30, and you show up. And the judge doesn't arrive for an hour.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there like, la-di-da, like, yep. You have nothing to do. When I went to Virginia, it was really bad down there. They were like, you can't bring in any books. You can't bring in any magazines. If you're not representing yourself, you can't bring in a piece of paper and a pencil.
Absolutely
ridiculous.
Yeah, James, what were you doing in a court in Virginia? Would you like to tell our listeners?
Sure. So I was traveling through Virginia in a yellow truck. I was pulled over. The police wanted to search. I said no.
That's a sin right there. You'd never tell the officer, I invoke my constitutionally protected Fourth Amendment right to refuse a search.
I didn't really say no. I said, yeah, you can search if you get a search warrant.
No. That's going to make them mad.
So, of course, they brought out the drug dog, and the drug dog always alerts.
Yep.
This is the second time this happened to me. I'd be curious, like, when does the drug dog not alert?
Never.
Like, can anyone,
it's
like, call
5%
in?
5% of the time.
Yeah. Like, can someone call in and say the drug dog didn't alert? Like, I just don't think it happened.
They actually did a study. UC Santa Barbara or UC San Diego, they actually took 20 police canines and had them go over an obstacle course that allegedly had some contraband, like marijuana, cocaine, in these cabinets. What they didn't tell the canine officers, there were no drugs anywhere on the course, so any alert was a false alert. And they alerted falsely 85% of the time. So 85% of the time, if you're not carrying drugs, that drug dog's going to falsely accuse you of having drugs in your car.
Oh, what an unreliable witness animals are. But humans, they're almost just as unreliable. What are your thoughts? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. There's also Skype. Username is lrn.fm. And we'll get to a Skype call here in just a second. But, James, you were telling the story of your arrest in Virginia. What was it, about a year and a half ago?
It was in the summer of last year, I think, so 2015.
Okay.
Or maybe it was the spring.
So you were driving through Virginia.
About a year ago.
Yeah, about a year, and that's good.
You were driving through Virginia. An officer pulls you over and says, I would like to search. Can I search your vehicle? And you correctly said, sir, I invoke my Fourth Amendment right to be free of unreasonable search and seizure.
I don't think he used all of those words.
Well, he invoked his right to. He said no to the search, which he has every legal right to do, and which, by the way, any attorney would tell you, never consent to a search. If a police officer wants to go through your trunk, especially if you're innocent, never consent to a search. And James did that, and then what happened?
Well, they pushed the issue. They brought out the drug dog. It was very strange. They actually brought out the county prosecutor, and the county prosecutor was telling me that they don't need a warrant to search. And I said, "Well,
that is correct. In some states, they don't need a warrant. They need the state. It depends on state law, but that is correct."
Well, I talked to my attorney. So they claimed that they could do what they called a safety sweep,
mm-hmm.
which allows them to go into the cab and look around. And I was like, "Well, I don't know about that." So later on, I talked to my attorney. in Virginia, and he said that they can't do that.
Yeah, that's called a Terry pat-down. So if the officer has a reasonable suspicion that you could be a danger to physical safety, he's allowed to pat you down and pat down the interior of your car for weapons only. And if in the course of that pat-down they discover a little baggie of marijuana or maybe a little thing of cocaine, then that's admissible against you. But they can't use a Terry pat-down or a Terry frisk as a way to get around the Fourth Amendment.
So they argue with you and ultimately bring out the drug dog. Drug dog hits on something.
Yeah, and then they, well, of course, they tow the car. They drug dog it, tow the car. Later on, they search it. They get a warrant. They search it at the police station.
And they found...
A prescription pill, which I have a prescription for.
But it wasn't in the container.
It wasn't in the right container, so they arrested
me. To jail you go, sir, you criminal lawbreaker.
All right, and we'll get back to the rest of that story, but we've got Alex calling in on Skype. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Cool. Yeah, I'm in Virginia. I just wanted to chime in on the drug dog alerting system. I know firsthand about the alerting not being legit. I got pulled over with a girlfriend of mine in the car, and he said that I didn't use my turn signal, and I definitely did. Mm-hmm. I was not driving erratically or anything. And we get pulled over, and... the cop tells me, get out of the car. You know, he asked for ID. I was like, yes, sir. I was real polite with him. And basically, I'll make the long story short. I get out of the car, and he tells me, I'm not a betting man, but I bet you got something in there. I said, no, sir. And he goes, do we have permission to search your car? I'd say, I'd rather you not. That's what I told him. I said, I'd rather you not. And he goes, okay, well, we'll get the dogs over here and see what they have to say about it.
That's illegal. And they can't do that. So it's illegal.
They can do whatever the hell they want. It's whether or not a judge agrees.
Well, the Supreme Court has established police officers are not allowed to extend a traffic stop for the sole purpose of obtaining a drug dog. So if a
let me explain exactly what you said. I'm not kidding. We sat on the grass next to my car. And it took them over 30 minutes. It was probably about 45 minutes for the dogs to get there.
Well, that's good news for you. If they would have found drugs, they'd be thrown out, right? So what did they find?
Well, when the dog came, he had the dog sniff around. And the officer that was with the dog, that was like the dog trainer or whatever, he was like tapping on pieces of my car. Like he tapped on the bumper and the dog would go to the bumper and put his paw on it. He tapped on the door and the dog would put his paw on the door. And so he tapped on the bumper of my car, and the dog put his paw up on it, and he goes, yep, that's an alert. Now we are allowed to search your car. They tore my car to pieces. They just destroyed everything, threw all my papers everywhere. I mean, it was a total mess. And sure enough, when they go in there, what'd they find? Nothing, of course.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry this happened to you, but here's the good news. If they would have found like 50 kilos of cocaine, they would have been ruled inadmissible because they're not allowed to prolong a traffic stop to get a drug
dog. Well, now hold on.
Yeah, no.
If it occurred before that Supreme Court decision, then, you know,
he would have been the test.
Yeah, you're also that's assuming that the courts are going to...
I didn't get a lawyer because they ended up giving me a traffic violation I don't think I had. And it made my license get suspended. And the lawyer was telling me about if a law just went into effect having to do with them being allowed to have you wait for the dogs. Now, I don't remember the whole gist of it, but what happened was the law wasn't in effect. Quite, it was like just missing the law going into effect. So I didn't get I didn't get that advantage.
Yeah,
and TJ, you keep saying that they can't because Supreme Court. They can do whatever they want. It's whether or not another judge upholds they're not allowed to do this.
Well, you did a very good job. I mean, the only thing you probably should have done differently is when he says, are there any drugs in the car? You said no. And you don't want to say no because they're not going to believe you. What you say is, I'm not answering any questions without my attorney. Here's the thing. If you would have said no and they would have found, say, one little marijuana leaf that, say, someone you had given a ride to the day earlier had left another thing. Well, now they got you for lying to a police officer. So that officer's going to testify on the stand.
Is that a charge, lying to a police officer?
It is federally, 18 U.S.C. Section 1001, which is one of the reasons I'm glad I was here when the FBI raided the studios, is they will try to ask questions like, oh, how many miles does your car have on it? Well, agent, that's not relevant to an investigation. We are not answering that without our attorney. The best thing you can do anytime a police officer wants to ask you questions is say, officer, I'd love to answer your questions. You seem like a nice guy, but my attorney's advised me not to make any statements until he's had a chance to talk with you first. So I'm going to invoke my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent and my Sixth Amendment right to counsel, and I don't consent to a search pursuant to the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah, I mean, in hindsight, I probably should have said I'm not responding to questions, but in the heat of the moment, you know, I was just like, you know, no, I don't have any.
It sounds like you did a much better job than most people. I mean, it's really hard to be, you know, in that situation, and that's why I practice with my family members. I actually will pretend.
You practice with yourself. Alex, I've got a question for you. What wound up happening to any charge, or were there charges?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Were there any charges that came about from that traffic stop?
Yes. I got charged with failure to use my turn signal to change lanes, and that in itself, first of all, I know that I use the lane. I know I use my turn signal. I always use it. But what happened was I was already. They have a point system here. I don't know if they have it there where you get points for traffic violations, and once you get a certain amount, your license gets suspended.
Okay.
And I was at the point where one more violation and it's suspended. And
you wound up losing your license.
Yep, lost my license. Couldn't drive for 6 months. And currently, right now, the 6 months has passed. But I'm currently on driver probation for a full year. Where if I get one single traffic violation, I'm back on suspended license again.
Hopefully, you can stay away from the police, Alex. Thank you for the call. We go now to Dan calling in on the amp line. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to do a little disagreeing with Virginia law and the state police, and a little bit of agreeing also. First, if an officer pulls you over and finds out that you have a bunch of points on your license and you're getting ready to have your license suspended, their instructions here are to do all that they can to get you off of the road because they've determined already that you're a dangerous driver. However, back to the point of your rights on a search, you just say no. I once, when I was reporting, working as a reporter, I went on a Friday afternoon federally funded drug bust search here in Newport News.
All right. Dan. I want to hear more about the embedded reporter in the drug search. And, of course, your calls are welcome, 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. The number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, and you will generally sound better if you call in on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. In studio tonight is Daryl,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
And we're talking court and other court-related stuff, like getting pulled over by cops and having a dog sniff and paw at the side of your vehicle. And the cops saying, well, yeah, he signaled. You must have something in here because he signaled. We've got Dan on the line. Dan, you were starting to tell us that you were working as a journalist, and you wound up going on some sort of a drug raid with police?
That's correct. In fact, I called your show, gosh, it was probably 3 or 4 years ago. I called your show after it happened. I was so upset. And this is something that any civilian can do. All you have to do is sign up for it. And what happened, there was a federally funded Friday afternoon drug raid where they go out and they randomly look for cars. All these different police, different towns, different state police, they're funded to go out and look for whoever isn't driving right, and then they try and get them to submit to a search. We went after one. They threw on their full lights because the guy didn't pull over quite quick enough. And they got the guy to admit to let them search his car, and they found one pill of ecstasy, which I've never done.
Yeah.
But the state police were upset with me because I was furious because they said, look what we found. I said, what's that? They said, that's ecstasy. It's one pill that they found in the guy's armrest because they said people hide it in the same place every time. I said, you're spending all this money and arresting this guy for this?
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line, what came out of that was that I learned that at least here, the police are taught that if you do not know your rights, they are going to violate your rights because you don't know your rights. And that's how they're going to get a confession out of you. And that's how they're going to find something on you if you have something. And to this day, I'm still furious about that afternoon of being with them.
Well, actually, I'd like to point out, thanks to the war on drugs, which is really a war on freedom, and my personal take on this, by the way, is if you want to put 3,4-methylenedioxymethamphetamine, otherwise called MDMA or ecstasy, into your body, that's your choice. You're an adult. You know the risks of what could happen if you take too much of it.
I agree.
And, you know, but there is this group of people called the government that say, no, no, we know better than you what you can put into your own body. And if you dare put this molecule into your body, you're going to go to jail. But, you know, thanks to civil asset forfeiture,
you're allowed to put as much alcohol in your body as long as you buy it from our state-run liquor store.
And you can run
along the side of the highway.
Yes, and you can kill yourself with cigarettes. See, the thing is, the government's okay if you commit suicide. You just got to do it really slowly over a period of several years. But, you know, the thing about... you like that one? But thanks to civil asset forfeiture, here's where that really comes into play. That one pill of ecstasy that he found, well, now the car is being used to transport a controlled Schedule I substance. The whole car can be seized and sold at auction and used to raise money for the local police department.
Or if it's a really nice car, they'll just put on the backside of it, this car was stolen from a drug dealer.
Yeah. So, I mean, yes. You know, they'll say, yeah, like, you know, you'll see, like, at the parade, this car was taken from a drug dealer. And I'm like, you know, to me, I actually view drug dealers, I've met quite a few of them, and I always had the view that they're these seedy, slimy people that are, like, very dark back
people
alleys.
People trying to earn a living.
Yeah, and most of the ones, every single one I've met without fail has been very professional. Some of them have been like, TJ, look, I just sell pot because it's how I pay for college. I don't really, I mean, I know I know things, but I'm not really a passionate about it. And other people are really, really knowledgeable, like the same way people are knowledgeable about coffee or wine or horses. These people are knowledgeable about pot, and they know the history and all the strains and the pharmacology. So it's really interesting to see drug dealers. Some of them are just doing it for the money, and others of them are actually doing it because they truly believe that these drugs improve people's lives.
Yeah, well, it rolls back to China in the 1500s, and then Nixon brought it out. I don't know if you were alive when Nixon did all that, but it hasn't worked.
Yeah.
And it's time to start locking up the majority of our population because they're making a choice that we might not agree with for ourselves.
Yes.
I mean, that's guys, thanks for my call.
Thanks very much, Dan, for calling in. And, of course, your calls are welcome, 855-450-FREE.
I would say... not that you should do this, but pro tip, if you have one pill and you get pulled over, you should pop that pill.
And yeah, take the pill and...
Like, this is not legal advice.
Like, that would be what I would do, but I don't use drugs, so...
Now, when we started on this conversation specifically about the drug dogs, because there was the story about... people that wound up getting arrested because they were late to court because of actions of a judge, and then that got on to just general court discussions. And something that I had mentioned about the drug dogs being unreliable witnesses, but people are also unreliable witnesses. I read something not too long ago, and I don't have the exact article that I read, but I've got something very similar on the subject from Scientific American that says psychologists have found that memories are reconstructed rather than played back each time we recall them. The act of remembering, according to eminent memory researcher and psychologist Elizabeth Loftus of the University of California, Irvine, says... is more akin to putting puzzle pieces back together than retrieving a video recording. Even questioning by a lawyer can alter the witness's testimony because fragments of the memory may unknowingly be combined with information provided by the questioner, leading to inaccurate recall. Now, what I was actually trying to find was a story where somebody did a psychological experiment on an entire college class to where during one of his lectures...
Yeah, a robbery.
No, I don't think it was a robbery. He had somebody come in and, like, start asking the teacher questions and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, the professor, at the end of the lecture, the professor would ask the people, okay, so... who remembers what the person looked like that came in to talk to me at the beginning of the class? And then everybody, they would write down, and the descriptions were just...
all over the map.
All
yeah.
over the place. She was 5'2" to 6' tall. She was skinny, fat, brunette, blonde, redhead, Caucasian, Indian, Native American, African.
Eyewitness testimony, I mean, this is what's crazy in court. Eyewitness testimony, juries usually consider that the highest form of evidence, but
right.
we in the scientific community have known this for a long time. Eyewitness testimony is one of the most unreliable types of evidence.
Yes.
People misremember. I mean, this actually happened with...
even in my case, that happened.
So, I mean, thank goodness, see, James...
I misremembered.
Well, not only that, but the police misremembered. They were talking about you goose-stepping and...
high-stepping.
High-stepping and jumping and leaping and...
Yeah.
All of this other stuff, all at the same time, simultaneously,
well,
and it all happened in like 2 nanoseconds.
Yeah, well, people are asking, you know, did Trooper Gazer lie on the witness stand? And I say, well, no. What happened was, the thing was 2 years ago. He doesn't remember what James said or did.
The swift sword of justice.
You know, so, yes, thank goodness for the swift sword of justice, where it takes 2 to 3 years.
The dull, swift sword.
And, you know, basically, Trooper Gazer, they're saying, how far away were you from Defendant Cleveland? It's like, well, he doesn't remember that. He has to guess. And that's why body cams are great. Every police officer should have a body cam for the sole reason, 2 years, 3 years when it comes to trial. What did you say to the suspect? What did the suspect say to you? How far away from you were you from the suspect? Where did you find the knife? All that stuff, you're not going to remember that.
There are huge problems with body cams if they're recording everything from the moment the officer goes on the clock until he gets off the clock, because then that is just unregulated mass surveillance. And before you respond, if somebody said we should put up video cameras that record everything in a fixed location downtown, libertarians would be up in arms and say that's a violation of civil rights and civil liberties. But you put a roving camera that records everything 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's attached to a police officer, and all of a sudden it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yes, well, you know, here's the thing.
Mass surveillance is never a good idea.
No, I saw a funny article today. It's from the Union Leader. Portsmouth Police, the chief is saying that body cameras could cost $18,000 a day.
I need to get in on that.
Yeah, well, I'll pull that up here.
I mean, James, I know you have a dash cam in your car, and I have a body cam, and the reason we do is so that if there's ever a question about who said what or did what when I'm interacting with the police officer, I can go to court and say, here's exactly how it happened, Your Honor.
I still contend that mass surveillance is never a good idea, even when it's on a mobile police officer going all over town, recording 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What are your thoughts? 855 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.